From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel Dettelbach, put together for the Joey English mystery song for the whole week, the songs of the Eagles. Oh, I love it. Crank it up. What's the name is coming? Do you know the name of this? Yeah, that's John Walsh singing, I think. No? Life in the Fast Lane. Life in the Fast Lane. Great guitar licks, huh, Joyce?
My stepson Billy makes guitars.
Yeah.
A lot of the big bands. Like, what's his name? Cooper? Not Cooper.
Who knows? Alice?
No, not that one. No, I'm saying it wrong. All the famous people, and I don't know their names.
That's okay. Joey, pals, we're in the presence of Joyce Boulafont. We had a segment there hearing about a rather tragic and a childhood that could have turns you out differently when you think about it, huh?
Yep, we all have different paths. Our souls have different paths, I think.
Do you know, I worked with all the comics. I was always opening for, you know, Rodney Dangerfield and George Burns, Bob Hope, Milton Berle. And they all had, first of all, they almost all had adopted children.
Interesting.
I used to say, what, you have funny sperm? That, they didn't get it. Double entendre.
Right.
But they had all had kind of tragic things happen in their childhood that made them funny.
Well, you know, I think that's what we do. We put that mask on. And I know when I've been teaching drama to little children, I say, you know, if you have a bad day and you're feeling sad, but you have to come in and be happy and be funny, which do you put a big smile on, and right away that'll make you feel better. Or if you're happy and you're having fun, but you've got to be sad in this one scene, then make your face go down, make your lips go down, and it makes you sad. So I think
you have choices.
Can do that. You do. That's the key. You have a choice. And I don't think I realize that. We hear that over and over. You make your own happiness. You make your own happiness. And I don't think I got it till one day when I was married to Bill Asher. I mean, I remember like a lightning bolt.
Uh-huh.
I was standing at the top of the stairs, and he said something that I perceived as not being kind or nice. And I thought at that moment, it was a beautiful day. It was Sunday. And I thought, I could be really upset by what he just said. But I don't want to be.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. And I don't want to be upset. Maybe he was on the phone with somebody and he just was grumpy, or maybe he doesn't feel good, because I don't want to be unhappy. But I could have gone there.
Yes.
I could have thought, oh, poor me, the way he talked to me. But, and I thought, that's it. That's making your own happiness.
Good for you.
But it took years.
Yes, an epiphany.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to keep relearning that, by the way.
I know.
Okay, you know, how'd you get, let's talk, let's talk your career. Okay. We'll get to the husbands. Don't worry, Joey pals. We'll get to the good stuff. You just stay tuned.
Oh, dear.
Okay, what was the first job you had performing?
The first performance, Equity Theater.
Uh-huh.
I was 15, I think, 14 or 15.
Good.
And it was summer stock, and I had gone, my mother let me go do summer stock, which meant that I cleaned the toilets and I swept the stage and I was on book and I did all the laundry and ironing for the stars that came in.
Wow.
It was the star system. So
yes,
every week you had a different star come
in. And you did a different play.
Yep, a different play. And when I became like my third year there, when I became equity, because I 3 years I did stock to get my equity card.
That works.
And I played in burlesque, a real kind of Bubbles Boulevard they wrote on the wall backstage. Bubbles. And then the next week I was playing in the Remarkable Mr. Pennypacker, which is an old-fashioned dress with
melodrama.
Braids. Yeah, and one time I just had to look down at my clothes to see what show I was doing. But it was wonderful training.
Yes, I mean, it is.
The best. The best.
Golly.
So there is when I did my very first professional play.
So how'd you get from that to Mary Tyler Moore? And
oh, boy. That's a long road.
Yeah, the quick.
Let's see if I can give you a quick rundown.
Yes.
After high school, which was a wonderful school in New Hope, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. in an artist colony. So I was in every school play. And then when I graduated from school, hard to believe I graduated with honors, but that's because I had done all the bad stuff and I was studying Shakespeare, chorus, and art.
Good girl.
I got honors my senior year. I couldn't believe it. But I went from there. I knew what I wanted to do. It seemed really silly to go to college.
Yes.
And school was so hard for me. And so I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York, even though I was already an equity professional performer.
Right.
I felt I needed the background, the history of the theater, the makeup, the fencing, scene study, all of those
Smart.
Things to really get it, you mm-hmm. know. And also, my family wanted me. I had a stepfather, then dad, that was wonderful to me. I don't know what I've done without him. I went right from there, from graduating from the American Academy, into a Broadway show.
Which was?
Tall Story. And Jane Fonda did the movie. And I was playing a small role, but I was understudying the lead. And then from that, I did several off-Broadway plays. And then I did, later in life, I did a play that I was the lead in, the Paisley Convertible with Bill Bixby.
Oh, Bill Bixby.
Yeah. And then I did every kind of dinner theater you can think of, because I love theater. I just love doing theater.
That's live why, audience.
Yeah, and that's why the perfect kind of show is the Mary Tyler Moore Show or some of the other shows, the Flo Show, the Alice Show, things where you had an audience. It was like doing a mini play every week. So that was great, you know, because sometimes after the second week of a run, I was like, okay, I did it. We got the reviews. Let's go home.
Yes.
Now. You know, let's on to the next one. So that's in a very nutshell how I got.
Now, you were Murray's.
Murray's wife.
Wife.
Yeah, Gavin.
Ed Asner. Gavin.
No, Gavin.
Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
No, right
well,
show. Gavin. Ed,
yes.
was, Ed was his boss.
Yes.
And dear sweet Betty, I mean, to have lost so many of my friends from that show, and this
recently.
Year, it really brings
Gavin's
to the
gone.
Front. Gavin, Ed, and
Betty.
Betty, and Cloris was a few years ago,
and actually,
and Valerie, and
yes, and Mary Tyler Moore wasn't that long
yeah,
ago,
right? It's a funny feeling. Everybody says, "Well, you're the last one."
I always say, "I'm next." I must be next. Everybody else is gone.
Yeah.
What did? Well, you just said you liked theater the most, but Joey Pals, I mean, you have such a unique personality. You always play someone that seems to be very near to who you really are.
Yes, but you know that's not fun when you're an actress. Yeah, then you're not acting. You know, that's I did Molly Brown. But that was very like me. This was a girl who was struggling, and she was going to survive. And I didn't. My mother was a little pretentious, and I wanted to be really down to earth and a real person, you know. And I really identified with that character.
Interesting.
And also, she had the song "I'm Going to Learn to Read and Write," and I'm yes. dyslexic, so. Thank you. It was very hard to get here today.
Cindy Williams did our Talk of Stars segment 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Same story.
Oh, really?
Dyslexic. And she didn't know it. And she couldn't quite understand why she had so much trouble learning lines.
Oh, boy.
Stuff like that.
Now, I don't have trouble learning lines. This is funny.
Interesting.
And I always, when I'm talking to schools and students, and I say, learn drama. That's how I learned how to read. Because suddenly, the words on a white page had meaning. They weren't just a textbook of words. I mean, you had emotion, you had movement. So it was a multi...
A means to an end.
Yeah, and it made sense. The words made sense.
Good for you. What was your favorite television show that you did?
Wow, that's a hard one.
Name some of them. I'll vote.
I like the one when I dance with Fred Astaire.
Well, I missed that one.
You missed that?
What was that?
An Alcoa Presents, and Elizabeth Montgomery is in it.
Who was married to Ed Asner.
Bill Asher.
Bill Asher, right. Who was also married to you.
Yeah,
but
oh,
that's
it's a
the
very
next
small
segment.
World.
We'll get there, Joey right. Pals.
But that was one of my favorites. And then I did a show called Love Thy Neighbor.
Love Thy Neighbor.
It was a black couple and a white couple that were friends. And it was number 3 in the nation on ABC. And they had, it was just a summer replacement.
Yes.
So Julie Harris came in to do Over the Pickle Factory, which failed. So they put us back on with no promos, changed the time slot and everything. The joke then was, if you want to get rid of the Vietnam War, put it on ABC. It'll be gone.
Yes.
That was the joke.
And what was the name of that show?
Love Thy Neighbor.
I'm sure you can Google these now.
Well, I don't know if you can get that one for some reason. But it was a live audience show. Oh, my gosh, it was so fun. I got to do a lot of physical comedy, which I love.
How tall are you?
Almost 5'3".
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
I'm just, if I stand real, real.
I'm picturing you dancing with Fred Astaire. He wasn't that tall.
Well, no, he wasn't. And you know Jerry Keller here?
Very well.
He reminds me of Fred Astaire.
Oh, I can see that.
Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Same build.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very funny. But I thought Fred Astaire was going to be lifting me in the air in the chiffon dress in a ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Instead, it was the twist.
Oh.
And right before we did it, he said, Joyce, come here a minute. I need you. I said, what is it, Mr. Astaire? He said, come behind the flat here. Teach me how to do the twist. He didn't know how to do it, and I had to teach him before the scene.
Is that in the book?
Yeah.
That's a great story. Fred Astaire says to Joyce Boulefont, can you teach me how to dance the twist? That's a great story.
Isn't that fun?
Okay, Joey Pals, we spent the first segment. It's going too fast. We'll keep eating during the commercial.
Yeah.
Joyce Boulefont told us about her background and where she's from. We just spent this segment learning about Broadway and summer stock and television. When we come back, we'll get into the book and the husbands.
Mm.
You're going to love it. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.